So Allah promises that if you follow the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah, that Allah is going to give you a good life here in this world. And Allah says in the Quran, people think the Quran is something that has nothing to do with life. The problems of life need what we call secular education. The Quran just makes you feel good. It gives you spiritual high. No, that's not true. The Quran is here to fix this worldly life and our destiny in the next. That's why Allah sent down the Quran as guidance. And Allah says, just pointing to this fact, that if you truly commit to the worship of Allah and the direction to worshiping Allah, so you position yourself strategically in this life, a lot of your problems are just going to go away. And a lot of the persistent problems will become weaker. And they will open up for solution. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah says, had they done what they were commanded, had they done what they were advised to do, what they were instructed to do, it would have been better for them. They would have achieved better results. So if you think by disobeying Allah you're getting a better result, then you are fooling yourself. You are incurring more problems, but you don't see. Because when you don't truly commit to Allah, even your perception is confused. You will not be able to see a problem as a problem. So you'll be inviting more problems while not seeing that and thinking you're smart. And the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad in al-Musnad, it's an authentic hadith, من كانت الدنيا همه جعل الله شتت الله أمره وجعل فقره بين عينيه ولم يأته من الدنيا إلا ما كتب له ومن كانت الآخرة همه جعل الله غناه جمع الله له أمره وجعل غناه في قلبه وأتته الدنيا وهي راغمة. Whoever has this worldly life as their main concern, meaning they're not committed to Allah, this life for them is a pursuit of the pleasures of this life. Wealth, reputation, power, wealth, the toys of this world. Then Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says, then Allah will increase the worries, which we call problems. Allah will increase the worries of this person and magnify them. And Allah will place a sense of lack and poverty right in front of their eyes, meaning wherever they go, they will never be satisfied and they will never get enough. They will become too greedy and unable to satisfy that greed. So it becomes a rat race chasing something that is unattainable. And they would only get from this dunya what Allah already wrote for them. It will not increase their provision. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ هَمَّهُ. Whoever has the akhirah as their main focus, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know here that their problem is to make it safe back to Allah, back to Jannah. That's what this life is. And every detail in your life is supposed to be part of this journey. Then for this kind of person who has this focus on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reduce their worries. Allah will reduce their problems and their concerns and simplify their life. And وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. And Allah will place a sense of satisfaction, richness, wealth and abundance in the heart of this person. So they're more wealthy than people who have much more than they have. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةً. And this life will come to the service of this person, even if it's against its own will. So if you want to solve your problems, personal, relational, social, or even global, the problems that the Muslim ummah faces, and we've been in this vicious cycle as an ummah for the last 350 years. And we've been trying the same solutions, committing the same mistakes. We're not learning from the problems. And we're still where we are, and we're actually worse off. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the level of the ummah, Allah says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you truly commit to Allah and give Him His rights and make Him the highest in your pursuits, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory, will give you dominance.